Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. We've been following the stories of a few Syrian refugees who have recently arrived in Berlin. Here's reporter Daniel Gamet on the conclusion of the series.
I recently visited Rami at his hotel out east in Friedrichshagen to find out what he's been up to in the last few weeks.
A lot of people feel depressed, so I fill my day with something okay.
Rami's residence permit doesn't allow him to work, so he's been filling up his days by studying German, going on long walks, and basically just trying to spend as little money as possible.
I quit smoking, by the way. That's a good thing.
Just to
stop.
Money.
Stop, yeah, absolutely. I don't have money for anything else, only for food.
One thing he likes to do that doesn't cost him any money is dream about Syria.
I always, even when I wake up, not only with sleep, okay? I always remember Syria. I always think about it. I always imagine that I'm walking in Damascus Street in the old city.
What do you see? Can you tell me, like, things you see?
Last dream, I was hanging out with my friends in the old city. And I remember... When you walk in the city in the early morning, you smell this jasmine in the whole street, and there is a big church there, and I remember always, you know, ringing bells. It's a very loud, and the people always say hi to each other, even if they don't know each other. Okay, yeah, I remember the sweet people there. Believe me, it's a... Oh my God. I wish to come back right now, just for 1 hour. And I wish that I wouldn't live in Syria, okay? But, okay, that's happened right now. I shouldn't regret what I've done. I should move on and start a new life.
Do you think you'll be able to go back one day? Do you think that's realistic?
Yeah, and I will.
Hello.
Before wrapping up this series, I also wanted to check back in with Ihab Zain. He was the refugee in my last story who had housing issues. But when I called him recently, he was dealing with bigger problems.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
I haven't talked to my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
How did that go?
Well, it's so hard. You cannot know.
Ihab's ex still lives back in Syria, which perhaps explains this major difference between him and Rami.
No, I don't want to go back to the life, to live there.
At the end of our phone call, we made plans to talk more over drinks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And a few days later, we met at a bar in Neukölln.
Today, I woke up like 2:30 p.m., and made my breakfast, if we can say breakfast, and I sit listening sad music because of my girlfriend left me.
Like Rami, Ihab isn't permitted to work, which can make it easy for him to spend his days wallowing in romantic misery. But unlike Rami, he still has a bit of extra cash, so he told me that the other night he went to a club with his friend.
This Saturday was like Russian songs and Macedonian and songs from Bosnia. It was a very cool night. We met some girls in there, so they were dancing in front of us. She told me she wants a lighter. So I gave her my lighter, and after that we start talking and dancing.
I'm impressed and a little surprised, but Ihab tells me that he was a, quote, playboy back in Syria. Still, he didn't ask the women for their phone numbers. He says he's not quite ready to date again. So maybe they have a different definition of playboy where he's from.
Yes, I want to tell you about something. After I get out from the club, I was sitting in the train station. So there was a German man sitting near me. He looked at us and he said, "Where are you from?" We said, "We are from Syria." So he took 10 euros and gave it to my friend. So I was shocked. Why is he doing this? So he stand up and walked and he returned. And he told me, I know what you've been through, or what is your situation and the way you are living, but the German people is nice people. We've been good with you, so you be good with us. Actually, I almost cried. It was very emotional. He is so upset, I think. I'm good with you, be good with me.
Who knows how good Ihab or his friend or Rami will end up being for Germany, and how you can even measure the results. But like me and you, they're here now, dancing in nightclubs, going for walks, stressing about money and love and what to do next. For NPR Berlin, I'm Daniel Guimet.